This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
You're listening to bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, this is Finn, and I've got some real language for you today, some useful stuff that you hear in everyday life. In this case, we're going to learn how to make a complaint when you're staying in a hotel. A polite complaint, of course. So picture the scene. You're on holiday, you're in your hotel room, but there are a few problems. The kettle is not working, there aren't any slippers, and there's no hot water. What to do? Are there any strategies or special words and phrases that you could use? Well, yes, there are. So, how about this? We'll do a small role play. I'll be the receptionist. Ah, yes, receptionist. There we are. And I'll wait for the guests to call me with their problems. Now, listen out for how they complain. Do they say the problem straight away? Ooh, there's the phone now. Hello, reception.
Oh, hello, reception. It's Mr. Carter here. I checked into the room on the fourth floor just a few minutes ago, actually.
OK.
Everything's fine. It's a lovely room. The problem is, you know, I was really desperate for a drink and the minibar's empty.
It's me again. That sounded a bit like Rob. Anyway, his minibar was empty. That was his problem. But he didn't tell me the problem straight away. First, he gave the background. He set the scene. He told me a little story about how he checked into the room a few minutes ago and everything was fine. He even gave a compliment that it was a lovely room. And he also gave a reason for needing the minibar, that he was desperate for a drink. Listen again.
It's Mr. Carter here.
Hiya.
Checked into the room on the fourth floor just a few minutes ago, actually.
OK.
Everything's fine. It's a lovely room. The problem is, you know, I was really desperate for a drink and the minibar's empty.
So this is quite common. People don't go straight into the problem. First, they tell the story, how they came to the problem. Now, sadly, the lack of cold drinks isn't Rob's only problem here. Let's listen to a bit more of the conversation. What's wrong this time?
Well, there is one more thing.
Right.
Because I couldn't get a drink out of the minibar, I was trying to make a cup of tea, but the kettle isn't working.
Ah,
right. I filled it up with water and plugged it in, and I've switched the switch on, but it doesn't seem to be working, really.
Yes, this time the kettle's not working. Again, he told a story about why he wanted to use the kettle to make a cup of tea. And then he said how he tried and failed to use it successfully. But there's more. Listen to this phrase. What does he say instead of "it's not working"?
It doesn't seem to be working, really.
It doesn't seem to be working. Now, that's a softer way of saying it's not working. In fact, he doesn't directly say that it's not working at all. When he says it doesn't seem to be working, it's as if there's even a possibility that it's Rob's fault. So this is a very soft way of making a complaint. You'll hear "seem to" quite often. It's often used with a negative auxiliary, like can't or doesn't.
The hot water doesn't seem to be working.
I can't seem to find any slippers in the room.
But you can also use it in a positive sentence without an auxiliary.
There seems to be a problem with the hot water.
There seem to be no slippers in here.
And there's another phrase which is very similar. Appear to. Now, again, with a negative auxiliary.
There don't appear to be any slippers in the room.
The hot water doesn't appear to be working.
And in a positive sentence with no auxiliary?
There appears to be a problem with the hot water.
There appear to be no slippers in the room.
So, those are my two top tips. Tell a bit of a story. Give a little bit of background before going into your problem or complaint. And use phrases like seem to or appear to soften your language. But remember, you do need to make your point clear, even though you're being polite. Well, that's it from me, but I'll leave you with one more conversation to listen to. Catherine seems to be having a problem in her room. And what is it with slippers in this hotel? Hello? Yes, reception. Can I help you?
Hello, yes. It's Catherine here. I'm in room 207.
Hi there.
Yeah, I wonder if you can help me. I've got a couple of problems.
Okay.
I've been running a bath and the water's cold. I can't get any hot water.
Oh, I'm very sorry about that. I'll send someone to have a look at that right away.
Thank you. If you would, that'd be great. Thank you very much.
Yes, of course.
And something else I've spotted, actually, is in the room, there don't seem to be any slippers.
No slippers, huh?
No, I'm afraid not, no. There's normally a pair of little paper slippers on there.
That was BBC Learning English.